Jai Om Vishnu Pad Sula Bhakti Rakaksh Vinar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Sula Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sri Swarup Ramananda Ki Jai. Ramananda Rai Thiruba Mahamahotapatiti Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath. Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavandam Ki Jai. Navadeeptam Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswatmat Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Bishva Varenya Svilesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vimala Vadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srimati Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi Ki Jai. Seva Brinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Brinda Ki Jai. Nithai Go Premanande. There's some question.
There is a question from Dhananjaya Prabhu. In Premadhama Stotram, verse 49, it is said that all scriptural conclusions culminate in the embodiment of Sri Radha Vinoda. What is the meaning of Sri Radha Vinoda?
Srila Guru Maharaj says that he gets everything from the Ramananda Samvad. That means the talk of Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. And one thing, and we hear from Srila Guru Maharaj repeatedly this expression, dive deep into reality. It has certain reoccurring themes. Substance over form, mercy over justice, heart over intellect, absolute consideration, relative consideration, many. But this die to live, dive deep into reality. And one meaning of that is that in this conversation, where interestingly Mahaprabhu is asking the questions and Ramananda is giving the answers, one could think that, Ramananda's meeting with Mahaprabhu, so certainly he will ask him so many questions. But Mahaprabhu is always instructing everyone through his devotees. And that's for a reason. He himself is in the position of devotee. Krishna has taken the position of a devotee. Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam Nityam Nomi Navadvipe Nama Kirtana Nartanai Asa Rupa Goswami Swabhaktevya Sudham Vijabhajana Mudramupadishan. And Mahaprabhu, he's asking questions of Ramananda. And toward the end of their conversation, it goes very, very high and very, very deep. As Guru Maharaj says, dive deep into reality. But it begins in a particular place, and that's not by coincidence or an accident. Because this is the general way of instruction. Parokshavadabhedoyam balanam anushasanam. The way that you instruct a child, a student, is systematically, incrementally, something that is appropriate for their level of, development, their adhikar, capacity, rank, eligibility, and from there, incrementally, more is given. So, in the beginning of their talk, and Mahaprabhu was framing a general question about, you know, what's the purpose of life, or how to achieve the ultimate goal. Ramananda is responding with Varnashrama Charavata Purushena Paraktuman Paraktuman Vishnu Aradite Pungsang Nanyatat Toshakaranam. He mentions Varnashram Dharma, which, I mean, Srila Guru Maharaj has this ability to encapsulate even very complex, comprehensive things into like an expression. Because so many things could be said about Varnashram, how you organize society into four varnas, you know, social stratification, four ashrams, statuses of life, spiritual order. But Guru Maharaj said, in summary, it's how society as a whole can march from the mundane toward Vaikuntha. So that's a very nice way of saying how society can be organized in such a way as to march right out of the mundane world and toward and into the Vaikuntha world. Chatur Varna Maya Sristam Guna Karma Vibhaga Saha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Sristam, about Varnashram, Chatur Varnam, these four Varnas, ashrams. Maya Sristam means created. Maya Sristam means I created it. Didn't come from somewhere else. I created that. So that society, they can systematically march toward Vaikuntha, according to their guna karma vibhaga saha. Qualities and tendencies. So something for everyone, right? Not just one way, the Brahminical way, but something for the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, and all combinations thereof, and even those outside of the system. So it's a very interesting and wonderful thing, but Mahaprabhu rejects that. Says iho bahya age kaho ar. That's external. Like it's not nothing. He doesn't say it's nothing. He's just saying that's external. He's pressing him to go a little deeper. Then he's Guru Maharaj couldn't recite the whole thing. I know a few slokas here and there. Because once I asked Srila Gurudev, just, you know, maybe sometimes you become too familiar and ask like some silly questions. But again, because I'm promoting Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, they're cutting me some slack, tolerating certain things, as long as it doesn't get out of hand. So, and I know Gurudev knows everything about Guru Maharaj, so sometimes I'm just asking him little things, you know, that to me are interesting. Or, and I said, does Guru Maharaj ever read? You know, and Gurudev, no. And then he thought, and he said, well, he said, because, you know, Guru Maharaj is what you call legally blind. I mean, he can see shapes and things, but not like to read or clearly like that. And sometimes even he would joke, you see pictures of him primarily wearing glasses, these big kind of like thick glasses, and Guru Maharaj sometimes would like take them off and then put them on and go, no difference. Like, you have to change your prescription every few years. And who knows? He probably got those glasses like in the 40s or 50s or something. But anyway, it's amazing. That person who had this depth of vision in this world, I don't think he was that interested to see this world, actually, too much. But anyway, so that means someone would read him the paper or he'd hear the radio. That's how you get, like, news or information. But when I said that to Guru, does Guru Maharaj ever read? Or, like, when's the last time he read anything? There's one, and I mean this as, you know, a fanatical follower of Guru Maharaj, one... there's a great literary critic in England of long ago, and someone said, like, he had extracted so much from all these great writers and understood them to such a degree that he was finished with reading. So I thought of it like that. Yeah. But Gurudev, when I said, does Guru Maharaj ever read anything? And I meant, you know, like the scriptures or something. And first Gurudev said, no. And then he thought, and he said, oh, well, actually, there is something that he reads. And I was like, oh, really? And he said, yes, actually, there is something he reads. And then he smiled, he said, but only one thing. I said, oh, what is that? He said, the Ramananda Samvad. Every now and then, he calls me in and asks me to read that, some section. And what he's implying is, Guru Maharaj, he practically knows the entire Ramananda Samvad by heart, but he'd call Gurudev and like, can you read that one section again? He wants to hear something again, because he's thinking about it. As he told me and others from time to time, he said, he's always engaged in some internal dialogue. His best dialogue is with himself, him posing questions and then answering those questions, going back and forth. And then every now and then, Gurudev asks something, which is always like a very fine point. He didn't trouble Gurus with trifling questions, but some fine point, said to him. So then what is it comes like Brahma Bhuta Prasanatman Asochatina Kankshati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. Coming to the Brahma Bhuta platform, because Varnashram is dealing with the mundane. Now, Brahma Bhuta means on the spiritual platform. Ramananda is going deeper. Okay. But it says, Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param, and Guru Maharaj's summary of that little section is that Mahaprabhu saying, no, that means he's on the threshold. the threshold means, like, here's the door. The door opens. It's on the threshold of entering that realm, but not in yet. So, iho bahya agi kahuar. That's external, go deeper. This is where dive deep into reality. One of its sources, we can say. Iho bahya age kaho ar. Means that's external, go further. Which when Guru Maharaj translates that into his own original expression, it's dive deep into reality. So it goes on. Mahaprabhu asking, Ramananda suggesting, Mahaprabhu saying, external, go deeper, until it comes to the sloka from the Brahma Stuti, chapter 14, 10th canto. Jnane prayasamurapasana manteva jivanti san mukarita. The sat mukarita means from the mouth of the realizer. San mukarita bhavadiya vartam. Stane stita, whatever your position is, stane stita, srutigatam, tanuvan mana, hear from them. Whatever, it doesn't matter what your position is in this world. When you begin to hear from Krishna's agent, through whom Krishna is choosing to reveal himself, it's given in the Upanishad, nayamatma, pravachanena labhyo namedaya na bahuna srutena tam evaisha vrinute tena labhyas tasyaisha atma vivrinute tanum swam. Krishna chooses to whom and through whom he shall reveal himself. So Guru Maharaj says, in this point, because here Mahaprabhu goes, all the iho bahya, that's external, that's external, that's external, go deeper, go. When he hears this, Mahaprabhu goes, iho hoy, means like, now you're talking, I accept this. This is good. This is real. And so Guru Maharaj said, the substantial devotees, they identify as, this is the first real contact point of the jiva, brahmanda brahmite, that jiva, with reality. And it's so potent, potentially, that he said, once this sort of contact has been identified, said their liberation from this world and entrance in the spiritual domain, he said, is guaranteed today or tomorrow. Of course, Shakespeare was saying, tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. It's just, there's a lot of tomorrows sometimes. But today or tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. That's how, it's not that like, oh, this is good, but it's like so good, it makes its way expressed in another way, in another area, zone, that is Guru Maharaj's expertise, which is the Brahmar Gita of Srimati Radharani, which behind closed doors with Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar, Mahaprabhu, this is a subject matter that he is repeatedly plunging the depths of and relishing. And one of the slokas there, and they're all spoken by Srimati Radharani in her divine madness, the good kind, the most highest type of expression of Krishna Prem, where she says, Yadanu Charita Lila Karna Piyusha Viprut Sakrid Sakrid Dvandva Viduta Dvandva Dharma Vinashta Saparigriham Kutundam Dinam Utsrida Bahuva Bahu Bihanga Bhikkhu Charjam Charanti. She's saying, Piyush means nectar. Yad anucharita, Charitalila, hearing about Krishna, yad anu charitalila karna viprut piyush viprut. When a drop of this nectar enters the heart of a soul, Sravanam, one's doing kirtanam, one doing sravanam. He says, you're finished. But meaning, your mundane life is finished. That's how powerful is hearing about Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is saying, iho hoy. Like, yes, this I accept. All these other things, they have their place and another time. Like they say, another time, another place. But now, in this age, prayinalpa ayusha shabya kalavasmin juge janaha mandak sumanda matyo manda bhagya hupadrita kaliyuga alpa ayush, the life duration is so short, the people are unfortunate, they're always being bombarded with humanistic sloganeering and propaganda that's distracting them from the actual purpose of human life and human culture, spiritual culture. They're so unfortunate. But when Vyasadeva was telling all the horrible things about the Kali Yuga, right, and his ashram on the banks of the Saraswati, and there's all these sages there, and he's telling them how horrible it will be during the Kali Yuga in the future, and their hearts are being, you know, like struck with arrows. They're feeling very sad and about the unfortunate position of the people in this age. But while Vyasadeva is saying that, there's a hint of a smile on his face, and they're thinking, this is weird, this is inappropriate. Saying how horrible it's going to be, and he's got like a little smile. Why? And Vyas is saying, because kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha parambrajet kaler doshinide rajan astiheko mahagunaha. Yeah, it's an ocean of inauspiciousness, but there's one thing about the Kali Yuga, one good quality that cancels all of that inauspiciousness. Kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha parambrajet. Hearing about Krishna, a drop of this Krishna nectar for the ear. That's how Guru Maharaj translates Krishna Karnamritam of Bilva Mangal Thakur. What is it translating as? Krishna nectar for the ear. So potent, so Mahaprabhu, that he accepts, but then what is he saying? Age kahuar, go further, go deeper, dive deep into reality. And Ramananda starts talking about rasa and Krishna prema, and ultimately about Krishna, Radharani, Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, Leela tattva sar, prema tattva, bhava tattva. I don't know, forget the rest, but so all these different subjects. And it's very wonderful what Mahaprabhu is. It's described in the beginning of that chapter. Kaviraj Goswami likes to give the first verse of the chapter sometimes either a summary, not always, can be, or it's telling you something about the chapter that you're about to hear. It's almost always like connected in that way. And there, what do you say? Bhakti Mege, Bhakti Siddhanta, Chayamritam, I forget how it goes. But it's giving a comparison, saying that there's the Bhakti Siddhanta Sindhu, which is like the ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta, the conclusions about Krishna, love, devotion. And saying, and Mahaprabhu is like that ocean. Gaur or something, Bhakta Mege. Anyway, and Ramananda is like a cloud that's been produced from that ocean. And then he is raining back onto the ocean. So when Mahaprabhu is praising Ramananda for this incessant stream, Gaura, when he's praising him for this endless stream of nectar, Ramananda Roy compares his position. He says, I'm like a stringed instrument that you're playing. So it's as if the musician is praising the instrument for all the wonderful things, sounds that are coming out of the instrument. He's saying, but really, you're playing me, and all these wonderful things are happening. Many things are discussed there. Some things favor the Guru Maharaj, particularly one sloka, where after he's described all the different rasas, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, becomes the Madhura. He's saying that he uses the expression tatasta vichar, jar je rase hoy se sarbhotam. Saying all of these rasas are wonderful, and anyone you're experiencing, those devotees will think that is the best. Because they're dealing with the infinite. So we can say it's infinitely pleasing. Whether it be Shanta Rasya, that's, we hear in the writings of Rupa Goswami, Braja Gopis expressing envy over the flute of Krishna. Right? Generally, we would take it the flute, bamboo flute would be in a Shanta Rasa type position. But they're saying, no, the flute is always at the lips of Krishna and filled with so much nectar, and we envy that position. Right? So it's saying all of whatever position someone is in, they're thinking, Sarva Uttama. There's nothing better than this. He says, but if we engage in a comparative analysis, that is what means tatasta vichar, an impartial judgment, if we can look at them without any sort of prejudice or preference, then we'll see that Madhura Rasa is the sweetest. Right? This is also the opinion of Srila Rupa Goswami. And he will explain sometimes, because it's all inclusive. Whatever you find in Shanta Rasa, we're told Dasya Rasa has that, plus this element of servitude. And Sakya Rasa contains the elements of Shanta and Dasya, but added friendship. Same thing for Vatsalya Rasa. And then we're told Madhura Rasa, it contains all of them. So therefore it's described sometimes as Adi Rasa, Mukya. Adi means the original, Mukya Rasa, the root, the principal one, leading Guru Maharaj to say at different times, that is, um, the original and all the other rasas are satellites, or they, he describes the others as clients of Madhura Rasa. So in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam, the first three words, Janmadyasya Yataha, which is an aphorism also in the Vedanta Sutra, saying that from which everything is coming, right? Everything is born from this. Everything is being generated from this. In the most general sense, people say, oh, like God. Yes, but what is the nature of that God? If you can properly read what's being said there and extract from there, like Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, he's saying it says Janma Adi, which means, oh, birth and everything else, etc. He's saying, no, the Adi there is taken to mean Adi Rasa, which means Mukya Rasa, the principal Rasa, Madhura Rasa. What we're being told here in the very first words of the Bhagavatam is that Madhura Rasa, the Madhura Rasa pastimes and relationship of Radha and Krishna, is the source of everything. That's what's being said. Like Srila Prabhupada could say these things in a very simple way. Told, if you ever saw the first volume of the Krishna book, this elderly lady at the time, Devahuti, she was an artist. She made this beautiful painting of Radha and Krishna. It's very beautiful. I mean, still. And that's the book where George Harrison wrote an introduction, you know, all you need is love, all you need is Krishna, and, you know, paid for the printing. And Prabhupada has a little foreword there and says that very often, he says, when people see a book like Krishna, great name for a book, Krishna, becomes known as the Krishna book. Title, you know, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when people see a book like that, they ask, who is Krishna and who is the girl with Krishna? And that'll be your natural response if you're like a simple-hearted person. Oh, who is Krishna? Oh, Krishna that. And who is the girl with Krishna? That's also the subject matter of the Ramananda Samvad. Who is Krishna? Who is the girl with Krishna? Right. But as this, in the beginning, we go back to Puri, where when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thought this young sannyasi who fainted before Jagannath, little sentimental, then he realized, no, not sentimental, he's showing asta sattvika vikar, the eight different types of ecstatic symptoms to an infinite degree, thought by the guards to be sentimental, not by Sarvabhauma. But he thought, but he's so young and beautiful, and he just took sannyas, he's 24. I need to teach him Vedanta to like keep him grounded and sober, and that'll be good for him. And he's teaching, and Mahaprabhu agrees. He's thinking, oh, Sarvabhauma, he's like my, you know, this avuncular uncle, fatherly, like, you know, he's out of affection. He wants to help me. So he's listening till 5 days, maybe a week go by, and Sarvabhauma is saying, like, he doesn't see Mahaprabhu responding. So he said, if you could just like nod or say something, you can also ask questions if you don't understand. I know this is deep stuff. And Mahaprabhu was saying, oh, no. Actually, I understand Vedanta, but I don't understand what you're saying. And Sarvabhauma was like, oh, I see. That's pretty insulting. So then he's saying like, Gurumar said, how to regain his prestige? So he's like, I'll impress the boy. So he gives like 9 explanations of the Atmarama slok. Like, what do you think now? And Mahaprabhu said, well, some other things we could consider. And he gives 18 explanations, double that. And Sarvabhauma is realizing gradually who is before him, and he undergoes this transformation. And then he realizes, as one may realize coming in connection with Krishna consciousness and reflecting on their past life, he's saying like, oh, I used to insult Vaishnavas. Like to him, Vaishnava was like a, like the way people go, oh, a devotee. Like he was making fun of Ramananda. Now that the inverse happened, that Mahaprabhu upgraded Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and with new eyes, he's seeing everything. He had an epiphany about who was Ramananda Roy. And some mixed feelings, like, I mocked him, and now I understand he's a great devotee. So when Mahaprabhu is going to go on his tour of South India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saying, and when you reach Godavari, meet Ramananda. He's the person really that you should be meeting with. So that shows he knows also. But we're told when that meeting transpired, Ramananda is still in a government position. He's surrounded by an entourage. Mahaprabhu, maybe one attendant, he's on the banks of the Godavari River. And Ramananda is coming with his party. And it says that he saw him as it looked like the sun was dressed as a sannyasi sitting on the banks of the Godavari River. That's what how Sarvabhauma, I mean Ramananda saw him, that effulgent. And that's within the writings of Srila Rupa Goswami when he's expressing the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Dev. Raso Dama Kamar Buddha Madhura Damojula Tanur Jatinam Utankshas Tarani Kara Vidyoti Basana Hiranyanam Lakshmi Varana Biva Angika Rucha Satchaitanya Kame Punar Pidashor Yashati Vadam. Saying he was so, when we say Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, Radharani's kanti, effulgence, right? Which is again spiritual, chinmoy. It's the radiance of her heart. Right? So, Raso Dama Kamar Buddha Madhura Damojula Tanur. How sweet is the figure of Mahaprabhu, that if 10 million cupids and full-blown cupidity were condensed as one, and what sort of radiance is coming from him? It's in his saffron garments were golden, right? From the effulgence emanating from his divine form. So when Ramananda saw him that way, but their conversation as it took place and went over all these subject matters, Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, rasa tattva, lila tattva, radha tattva, prema tattva. That's the different tattvas discussed there. But then toward the end, Ramananda says that at the beginning of our discussion, I saw you as a sannyasi. He said, but now, when I look at you, I don't see a sannyasi anymore. I see Shyama Gopa Roop, Shyama Sundar Krishna. And Mahaprabhu playing, teasing Ramananda and saying, oh, we've heard of the Mahabhagavata and their vision that wherever they cast their glance, they see Krishna. They don't see any non-Krishna. As the Madhyam position, the Kanishtha sees Krishna and the deity and not in the Vaishnava or elsewhere, the intermediate position, they recognize the importance of devotees, but are converting non-Krishna to Krishna. The Mahabhagavata, they don't see anything non-Krishna. Everything's Krishna. So Mahaprabhu was saying, so when you see me, you're also seeing Krishna. And Ramananda's saying, don't tease me like this. He said, because it's not that I only see Krishna. This is very bewildering. I'm seeing Shyama Sundar Krishna, the Shyama Gopa Roop, but he's covered by the golden form of a girl, of a golden girl. So what is this I'm seeing? So herein is the vision of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his type of worship of Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda. And Guru Maharaj makes his point, even if we go back to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Sadbhuj Murti was revealed to him, and it's described as an Ishwara Murti. Means Mahaprabhu revealed his divinity to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But here, he's not revealing his divinity to Ramananda. He's revealing his internal identity. The divinity in this context is a given. He's revealing his internal identity as Radha Govinda Militva Tanu, combined in one form, Radha and Krishna. So Mahaprabhu says to him, in the line of the thought expressed in Brahma Sangita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, Santaksa Deva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti, Yang Shama Sundaram Achintriguna Swarupam, Govinda Maripurusham Tamaham Bhajami. He's saying, I can't, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, means the eyes of Krishna Prem, love and devotion. Mahaprabhu says, I cannot conceal myself from your loving eye. Now you see who I am. And who is that? Rasaraj Mahabhav, Rasaraj Krishna, Mahabhav Radharani, Duyekarup, the two have combined into one. And Guru Maharaj said, see how they mingle. And then Ramananda fainted. And when he awoke, before him again was Mahaprabhu in the form of a sannyasi. And also of significance is that when Ramananda is describing all these aspects about prema, rasa, and Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva, he's always quoting scripture to verify, to certify what he's saying, the validity of what he's saying. But Mahaprabhu keeps praying, go deeper, go deeper. When he reaches a certain stage, talking about Radha and Krishna, when Mahaprabhu says, go deeper, Ramananda says, up to this point, for everything I'm saying, I can cite a shastric reference to prove that. Saying, but there's something I would like to say that I feel in my heart, but I can't quote any shastra for that. And I don't know whether you will be pleased to hear it or not. So Mahaprabhu tells him to continue, and Ramananda is saying, it's a song that I've written, my own composition. Whether you'll be happy to hear this or not, I don't know. And Srila Gurudev would sometimes sing this song just to himself. He didn't sit around and talk about it or explain it to anyone. He just sometimes would start singing it. And we cannot, but we can say in principle that what is being discussed there, according to Srila Guru Maharaj, is sometimes, you can say, in the depths of union, that Radha and Krishna are experiencing separation from one another. Even in union, they're experiencing separation. Right. Like we're talking about union and separation. Here's, they're experiencing separation even in union. The love is so intense, the anticipation of the loss of one another, which Kaviraj Goswami mentions in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamritam, with the example of a mother thinking she's holding her child and then thinks of all the things wrong that could happen to the child, makes the mother bring the child closer and near it. It intensifies her love. Nothing happened, but she's thinking what could happen, or how she could, the loss of the child, the separation of the child would be unbearable. And Mahaprabhu puts his palm over Ramananda's mouth and tells him not to say anymore. He actually puts his palm over to stop him from speaking. So, once Janardhan Maharaj was giving the Chaitanya Charitamrita class and he saw that it's, because we compare the position of Lalita, Shrup Damodar to Lalita, and Ramananda to Bishakha, and it's saying, just as Lalita is consoling Radharani at different times, feeling separation from Krishna, it's mentioned there that Bishakha is also consoling Krishna from his separation from Srimati Radharani. Anyway, these are all very high divine subjects, but such is the nature of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Guru Maharaj's representation, as we said the other day, when Mahaprabhu advised Pradyumna Mishra to go hear Krishna Katha from Ramananda, that Mahaprabhu, when certifying Ramananda, said, Ek Ramananda, there's only one. But Srila Guru Maharaj was certified by Srila Saraswati Thakur as properly representing the conceptions of Ramananda. So much so that all, though his name in the beginning, Ramendra Chandra Bhattacharya, at the time of initiation changed to Ramendra Sundar. But later, when Guru Maharaj was posted in Godavari, and there he's expounding upon these things and giving what Srila Bhakti Hridoy Ban Maharaj once described as like the greatest lecture of all time that he'd ever heard. One Ramananda Sambhad of Guru Maharaj. So much so perfect is his representation that Srila Saraswati Thakur changed his name to Ramananda Das. And we can see in the end of the Prema Dhamma Devastotram, that he identifies himself at one point in some of the final slokas as Ramananda Das. So with all of that factored in, you know, just to say something, the name Radha Vinod, we can just say that that is such a high name, and the implications of that are so high that I don't know how to express it in the the most purest way, other than saying the one who is pleasing Srimati Radharani, that we can say Krishna. Like Radha Raman and all of these names, they can only be expressed in a general way because they have deeper connotations and meanings. But let's just say in that way. Who can make Srimati Radharani happy? Any other question? Yeah.
What connection is between Ramananda Samvad and Brihad Bhagavatamritam?
And?
Brihad Bhagavatamritam.
Oh, well, what we can say is that there are certain presentations of Gaudiya Siddhanta favored by Guru Maharaj. So the Ramananda Samvad, that's most favored by him. But also Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Upadeshamritam. And I would rather say it this way, what do they have in common? And we're not talking about ontological substance, because that is in common ultimately. They're expressing about Krishna, reality the beautiful, and Radha Dasyam as being the aspiration of all of those under the guidance of Sri Rupa and the Rupa Nuga line. But what one of the things they have in common is this systematic, step-by-step exposition. Just as Ramananda keeps going, go deeper, go deeper. What happens with Gopakumar? It's like, chant your mantra, go deeper, go deeper. He's going through all these levels. Same thing in the Upadeshamritam. There's a progression there. And they all conclude with Radha Dasyam, right? As expressed in Ramananda Samvad, or as mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamritam. And, you know, Brihad Bhagavatamritam twice culminates in the sloka Asamaho Charanarenu Jisham Ahanksham Vrindavane Kimapi Gu Milato Siddhinam, with this aspiration for an atomic presence in that plane where the service Radha Padman Kitadam Vrindavan Jaranam, where Vrindavan is more precisely identified, is that plane that is embellished by the lotus footprints of Srimati Radharani and those serving her. So he's expressing an aspiration for that plane. Upadeshamritam, in the end, talks about the, you know, Preshta, Parama Preshta Saki, then they're served in the waters of Radha Kunda. So it's all ending up in the same divine plane, and what they hold in common behind this Siddhantic expression and target, Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan, is that they're they reveal this incrementally. Vedeshu Durlabham, Asu Durlabham, Bhakti Bhajan. Gurudev told once, Gurudev connecting that, Upadeshamritam, and maybe some other thing. So the connecting thread of this Siddhanta is there, whether in Brahma Sangita, Charitamritam, Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Upadeshamrita, Ramananda Samvad, Jagannath Balava Natak. It's interesting that in the Madhya Leela, chapter 2, which is really Kaviraj Goswami's summary of the Shesh Lila, Antya Lila, what he wants. He says that he may leave the world. He's so old and arthritic, and he's also legally blind, and it's miraculous to him that he's writing Chaitanya Charitamritam. So he thinks, I should express now in a condensed way, succinctly, this aspect of Mahaprabhu, the most internal aspect of his nature and pastimes. And if I live, I'll expound upon that. So in that chapter, which is Madhya 2, one of the verses given there is from the Jagannath Balava Natak, and quoted by Guru Maharaj, where Srimati Radharani is developing a strategy. If she were to see Krishna again, was he saying, the last time I saw Krishna, I was attacked by ecstasy and eros, and my eyes flooded with ecstasy. I couldn't concentrate, focus on the vision of Krishna vanished. So she's thinking, what will be a better strategy? She's saying to worship time. It's a sloka from Jagannath Balava Natak, that she will worship time, offer time an asan, and then like with the arati paraphernalia, worshiping time, propitiating time, and in Guru Maharaj's words, asking time to stay for some time. And once time is propitiated, satisfied, then I'll turn my attention to Krishna. In other words, after she's stopped time. So that's inconceivable thought. But that's ultimately what we're interested in. We're not interested, anyone can, what is conceivable, everybody knows that. We're interested in the inconceivable. Achintikalu ye bhava natang starkena yojayet. And that's not something you can argue about. Make the name Achintya Madhava. Gurudev gave that name sometime. Right? Okay. Achintya Madhava. It's very beautiful. Inconceivable. Inconceivable. Any other question?
Yeah, Maharaj, one question. Today you say about what mundane position will destroy when one drop of Krishna Katha, yes,
will destroy that.
Will enter to the heart.
Yes.
My question is, we, like in the source, here in the source of first quality Krishna Katha, mm-hmm. and still mundane position, a mundane type of thinking, and this mundane position is still in my heart, in me.
Yes.
What I do wrong,
No, it's, I mean, I can only give a crude example. But let's just say, there are certain viruses that once you're infected with this virus, the end result will be death. Right? And they go by various names at different times, so there's no need to assign a particular name. But there's a virus, when you get affected with it, and someone can say like, I thought I was infected, but I'm still alive. it's a matter of time. And for some it spreads more quickly, for others less. But what is being said is, if a virus has that kind of potency, that in the most minuscule amount, right, it enters, and they're saying there's no known cure for this, you will drop dead, you know, whether it's, you know, 6 months from now or a couple of years, you know, that's going to be the outcome. I say it's a crude example, but it makes the point. This is what she's saying. She's saying, when you get a drop of this, this is the outcome. But it's called man, which means like loving anger. So she's saying this as if it's something objectionable or undesirable. And he's saying, then your material life is ruined. And again, this we have to look for the consistent themes that appear within the Bhagavatam. Narada is telling that to Vyas, that if once someone has this, and how do you get it? Hearing from the agent, etc. Right? Something touches your heart about Krishna conception. Right? The seed planted there. So Narada and Vyasa are saying, well, what if someone, you know, it doesn't take full effect or they go down or whatever? And he's saying, the remembrance of that, whatever happens to them after that, at some given point in time, the remembrance of that will bring them back to that. And it will complete its yes, but more like encompassing, saturation. There's some other word I'm searching for. So a devotee will think, well, I guess I didn't let it go deep into my heart. Or they can think so many things, the sweet-hearted, simple-hearted devotees. That's their natural way of thinking. Look, if Prabodhananda says, I wasn't touched by a drop, what should be our position? So then we'll think, yes, I guess I'm so unfortunate that I'm untouched by a drop of this divine substance. But Guru Maharaj will say that when you can recognize your own deficiencies, faults, shortcomings, lack of qualifications, etc., hopeless situation. Said, but at the same time, you say, but ultimately I have no other interest. All these other apparent interests are just, they're all fleeting distractions. This is ultimately what I want, to be in connection with. So I'm not giving up my pursuit. As hopeless as it may seem to be at times, as much as it appears that I'm untouched by Krishna consciousness or unaffected by all these things, still, I'm not going away. I have no other aspiration. This is what I want ultimately. Guru Maharaj said, then you might be a devotee. Because the devotee won't give up. And again, this, is, I'm not making this up. You can read the sloka of Madhavendra Puri. He has many, but a few prominent slokas. And this one begins with something like, Mugdam mam nigadantu nitti nipuna brashna. It goes on and on. And he's saying, let my family reject me. Let people in society say, I've lost my mind. You can say, you joined a cult. You did this. Like, he lists all the different things that people can say. Level, accusations people can level towards those who are pursuing Krishna consciousness. But then he says something very interesting. He said, and you can add to that, that I don't have it. It's not that I gave up all these other things and I got it. I gave up all these other things and I don't have it. Add that I don't have it. He's saying, but I'm not going to budge an inch from this attempt, this aspiration, which ends on the words, Govinda Pada Spriham. My aspiration for the lotus feet of Govinda. So it's the same thing. That's what he's expressing there. So the proper fortunately, the proper position as expressed by devotees, the proper aspiration is that I don't have this. No prema gandasti dharapi me horo. Mahaprabhu saying, I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna prema, what to speak of a drop. So then what? But I'm not going to give up my attempt, my aspiration for service and association with Krishna's devotees. Mama janmani janmani shure bhavatad bhakti rahoi tuki tui. And Shikshastakam, the fourth sloka, Guru Maharaj's rendering of that is Mahaprabhu saying, certainly because of my karma, it's Mahaprabhu saying, certainly because of my karma, I will be born again and again and again. So what is my aspiration? You know, service, association with the Lord's devotees. Kita janmaho jatatua dash bahir mukha brahme janme nahiyash. Bhakti Vinod Thakur saying, I don't want to be Brahma if it's has no connection with Krishna consciousness or as a devotee. I'd rather be an insect in the house of a devotee. Well, you see, these insects here, they get to hear Krishna katha, Hari katha. They may stumble on a few crumbs of prasadam. They hear the kirtans. They're before the deity. Their life is actually pretty auspicious. And there are other people who are human beings who are not getting those things. That's a tragedy. Right? Mentioned in the Upanishad. Yo vadita daksharam garga vidabhasma loka kripana. Brahmana kripana. Kripana, interestingly, means a miser. Why kripana, that word is used? They're saying a miser, he accumulates wealth and doesn't spend it. Right? There, and Guru Maharaj thought, what is that famous Rothschild or somebody died in his vault? Only he knew the combo. You know, like he was in there one day, got locked inside with all of his money. I mean, it's at this point, it's humorous. It wasn't humorous at the time. But so creeping up, a miser accumulates so much wealth, doesn't spend it. So the Upanishads are saying, it's only after many, many lifetimes that you accumulate the wealth of human life. And then if you don't spend it on spiritual realization, you're a miser. That's what it's saying. So from all these different angles of vision, we have faith in that substance. And we'll say, yes, I am hard-hearted. You mean this? How can this stone-like heartbeat? Radharani herself, no less than her, she's saying, a drop of this nectar can penetrate and go into the core of your heart and do everything. So we'll say, I can't see it when I examine myself personally or even after coming in connection with Krishna consciousness, how much mundane affinity remains there. But I have faith in what they say. If they say this is possible, then I think it's possible. Although when it comes to me, it seems like it's impossible, but I have faith in those who say it is, that the impossible is possible. Like I mentioned, that poet who said, we need more people to specialize in the impossible. And Krishna consciousness is like that impossible of impossible things made possible by grace. So we're back in the... So then I guess it's not me. It's a question of grace. The eye needs light to see. Right? Grace is like sunlight. It's grace that gives illumination to things. So then we're encouraged. Stay in the association of devotees and render some service to them. And gradually, the sort of quality of devotion they have in their heart will be transferred to you. So there's some hope. Jata sradamat katasu nirvina sarvakarmashu vedadu katmakan kaman prityagye pyanisura. Krishna's saying, my devotee likes hearing about me, has faith in the topics of hearing me, but has some mundane affinity Seems all right. In time, the hearing about me part, the faith in me part, that will spread its influence, get greater and greater. Like when Guru Maharaj said, Saraswati Thakur told that man, Krishna should be allowed to land in your heart the way the Navy brings the army to the shore and they establish a beachhead. We always see in the movie, right? They put the flag in and then they start fighting from there. And then they gain a little ground, a little more ground, and before you know it, they're in the capital and they've taken over the whole country. It's something like that. Hare Krishna. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Garadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Padarahunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raguna. Echai Gochai Kori Charana Bandhan. Jaha Hoite Vignanash Abhishta Puran. Echai Gochai Jarmui Tarodas. Hansavara Padarenu Mora Panchagras. Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Saneva. Janome Janome More Abhilas. Echai Gochai Jabe Baje Koilova. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Prakash. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas. Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamodas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Lord Haribo, 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 go to Haribo. Nittai Gaur Haribo, 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 go to Haribo. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Acharya Sattarasata Shri Shimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Srinar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Bharga Ki Jai, Sri Srup Ramananda Ki Jai, Sri Ramananda Rai Tirubhav Mahamahotsavahiti Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Purunitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srimasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopagopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadeep Dham Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai, Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Vishwavarena Srilasi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Acharya Brinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vimala Abhidhut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srimati Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi Ki Jai. Seva Brinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Brinda Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanande.
Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sathir Vyasalami Maharaj Ki Jai.